Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. Thank you all for calling in and for listening on tonight. We do appreciate it. And I am your host, Kwajalein. My husband will not be on tonight. He may come in and out. He may not. He has homework due tonight. So I am here. And we had an exciting topic on Friday, a very interesting topic, and so we're going to continue that topic on tonight. Natural versus pharmaceutical. When it comes to the family unit, there are many debatable issues. One major discussion surrounds the use of natural cures versus pharmaceutical medicine. What happens when parents disagree on the appropriate methods for their children? What are the advantages and disadvantages of both? And should Christians utilize medical marijuana for chronic health conditions? Thank you for calling and listening again on tonight, September the 13th, 8 p.m. Eastern, as we discuss these questions and more. And if you're listening in and you would like to call in to chime into the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. And I'm going to go ahead and begin to open up the lines. First, I'm going to open up my co-host on tonight. Pastor Michelle, are you there?
I am here. How are you tonight, Pastor Kwajalein?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Very excited about the second half of the show tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, and thank you for co-hosting with me on tonight and filling in for my hubby as he is trying to complete his homework. I do appreciate it. And so, of course, you know your line is open. Look forward to what you have to say.
Thank you.
Miss Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling. How are you all tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. We look forward to hearing what you have to say. Please feel free to, chime in and give us some of those old remedies that you guys used to use on your children and your mama used to use on you, the stuff that really worked before everybody was sick like they are now, because that's the type of stuff we need to hear. So your line
yes,
would
ma'am.
Definitely be open, and we look forward to hearing
right,
some things from you tonight.
All right.
Mish, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mish?
I'm good.
Good. Well, we're continuing our conversation from Friday, so we look forward to hearing what you have to say about medical marijuana and natural versus pharmaceutical. So we definitely hope to hear something from you tonight, and your line will be open.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Sister Leanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you called in tonight. We look forward to continuing our conversation from Friday. So your line will be open. Please feel free to jump on in there. And I hope you thought about the question.
Oh,
so you can give us your opinion. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And our next caller, Keto, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing on tonight?
Not too bad.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We are continuing our conversation from Friday. We're talking about natural versus pharmaceutical, medicine. And we left on Friday with a question about whether or not, we as Christians should utilize medical marijuana. So we're going to be talking about that tonight. So your line will be open. And we look forward to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and jump into the conversation. Now, I wanted to go back on some things that we talked about on the last show. We just gave some debates. I was given some things that people debate when it goes to natural versus pharmaceutical. I really think that, for those who didn't hear the show, it would be great for you to go back and listen to it. We talked about how it's important for us to pray over our food and all these different things that they're putting in our food now. And Pastor Michelle was talking about the seedless grapes and how they're not real grapes. So a lot of things that are seedless are not even real fruit, these things that we're eating. So Pastor Michelle, could you give that one more time just for any listeners who may not have heard that? Because I know, like for me, I didn't know that. So there are a lot of people who don't realize that they're not even real. They're cloned, pretty much, pieces of fruit
right.
or vegetables that we're eating.
Right.
So if you could go ahead and talk about that for me. Go ahead.
Well, I did a study. God had given me to look up seedless grapes because normally when God creates things, they have seeds in them. Seeds are in fruit so we can replant them so they can grow. And so when I looked it up, and I'll just read what I have right here. It says, the first seedless grapes were from a plant that arose through mutation, a genetic change. That meant that it didn't have seeds. And presumably some growers noticed this. He or she would have taken a little shot of the stem off the plant, put it in the ground, and a new plant genetically identical to the seedless parent would have grown. In fact, this is how a lot of plants are cultivated now, and also a lot of seedless variations. But if you continue to read, it does say that bananas are cloned, grapes are cloned, and what gets me is this the same article I read? I don't believe this is the same identical article, but it does say in there about what are the different things in the other article I read that are in there. One of the things that really got me is that they put a lot of arsenic in there, what the FDA considers a safe amount of arsenic. And so we have to be careful, even the things that we buy that are what we consider convenient because we don't have to chew on the seed and spit it out. They're made in a factory. They're made in like a lighthouse. They're not made the way that they normally are to be grown. So we all know that grapes grow from a vine. These actually grow from the ground. So we just have to be very careful.
Thank you. And so, we were talking about that, and we take in a lot of things. And we have no idea what we're taking in, a lot of chemicals and toxins and things like that. And so in that, we were just Pastor Michelle's mother, she was talking about how important it is for us to pray, to say our grace and, to really to pray and command our bodies to line up with the Word of God, because there is so much sickness, and, you know, kids have all these skin rashes and all these type of things because of all this stuff that they're putting in our foods now. And along with that, you know, we also are looking at the medicine, you know, from the pharmaceutical companies, and how, even though we know, you know, there are times, like we were saying, you know, we're not telling anybody to stop taking their medicine. I take mine, the blood pressure medicine that I'm on, and we're not doctors, we're not medical professionals, so, you know, everything we're saying is we've researched online or maybe heard from someone, but we're not medical professionals, so always consult your physician. I forgot to give my disclaimer. But these things, a lot of times they have side effects, which leads to more medical problems, which means that we need more medicine. Again, not coming against it, because I think it's great, you know, for us to have to, you know, for them to have medicine for certain things that will help, you know, some of the things that we're going, that will help prolong our lives or help deal with some of the diseases and stuff that we have. But it's just sometimes we're just given too much, and it becomes a lot. It does. It becomes a lot. Janelle, are you there? I think I got it right this time. Janelle?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hello. I got the number right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Santa Quadron?
I'm doing good. We look forward to hearing what you have to say on tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But, you know, so it's just important for us to know, to become educated in those type of things. And we were also talking about chemotherapy versus alternative treatments for cancer. And so we were talking about a lot of things. But before we get into the question about medical marijuana, I wanted to discuss something. When parents disagree on the appropriate methods for their children, if you have a parent that says, I know I brought it up a little bit, but you have a parent that wants to use the pharmaceutical, and then you have another parent that would prefer natural when it comes to certain things going on with the kids, especially when it comes to diseases like cancer and, you know, illnesses like that. What do you guys think about that? How do you all think that there is a compromise that can be reached?
Well, I think that, Pastor, that there's definitely a compromise that can be reached, for the simple fact of, if we're talking in the Christian community, if it's in the Christian community, all we have to do is read the Word and abide by the Word. Mm-hmm. And so it even though it may be hard as far as, for me, it's very hard for, you know, the boys to get in trouble unless I'm the one doing the discipline, of course. And likewise with my husband, it's hard for the girls to get in trouble. However, since we line up with the Word, it's easy, even though we both at times have to shut our mouth. In the world, I would say it would be a little bit harder, because the compromising method of how a father disciplines a son and a mother disciplines a daughter, or vice versa, may not be met in the eyes of the parent, which could cause marital issues within, you know, the home. But for us, if we love God the way we say we do and we abide by the Word of God, then that is something that is definitely reachable for us.
Okay. So you're saying, okay, so abiding by the Word, praying. Does anybody else have anything? Does anyone else have an opinion on that? Are you guys going to be quiet again tonight?
We're not.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think that would really be a hard one. I think that there could be a compromise, but I think that would truly be a hard one, especially when it comes to, you know, what I'm saying, okay, I don't want my kids to be treated with this, and you're saying, well, no, this is the best way, but I'm saying, well, no, look at all the side effects. You know, I think, especially when it comes to our children, because of how we are about our children, I think that that would definitely be a reachable compromise, but a hard one. That's what I would think. I think it does cause a lot of prayer, education about whatever the illness is, you know, education about both sides as far as natural treatment, pharmaceutical treatment. That's just what I think. I think it would be a lot of research, talking to different doctors in order to come together to make the right decision. Because things like that can cause people to divorce, you know, to separate when it comes down to, like I said, if it's something related to, like your child has cancer and this, you know, you're trying to save their lives, but you can't come together on the type of treatment. That's what I was thinking. Go ahead, Pastor Michelle. What were you going to say?
No, in that aspect, you're absolutely right. I think that would be hard, especially if you had one parent who believed in their parents, believed in herbal medicines, vitamins and things like that, things naturally from the earth, and the other one who said, listen, my child is getting ready to start school, and I don't want my child sick from all these other things or things like that, especially, you know, fresh new babies from the hospital, and we're injecting them with these things. It could truly cause a breakdown. Now, here's my question to the listeners. If you all divorced because of this reason, would you fight it in court? And I don't need to know the correct answer from what you would do. I would like to know a debatable answer. So if I can get two people to debate, I'm just going to pick on two people. Let's get Janelle to be against medicine and Leandra to be for medicine. And if you ladies could state your case, I would love to hear it. Janelle, you go first.
I am arguing against medicine for children. Is that what we're doing?
In your child, yes. You would be making your case in the courts of why you would not want your child to take shots, immunization shots.
Okay. Well, just if I think about myself and how my systems are set up and me not being sure how my immune system being passed on to my child will affect them. There are a lot of things that I am allergic to that I don't take and can't take because I will have allergic reaction to them. And so just based on that alone, what I could have passed on to them, I wouldn't want them just being stuck with anything and everything. And I'm a firm believer that prayer will do it. God will do it. I'm not saying, no, you shouldn't go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Find out the diagnosis and find out what it is, but then let them pray about it because he is the chief physician no matter what it is. Even for kids going to school these days and how children come back with so many germs and sicknesses and illnesses, you know, the blood covers all that anyway. So I really don't see a need to have vaccinations because God can heal all. So.
And I would tell you, well, I'm Judge Paige, and I think you sound foolish, and I'm going to rule against you because we're not talking about God here. We're talking about the health of your child, ma'am.
And I will say, sounds
ridiculous to me.
And I will say, Judge Paige, respectfully so, if I was a Muslim, you would not deny me my religious practices.
I say, ma'am, you won your case. Okay, Leah, let's go. You're for immunization. And the court is saying no. Your husband is saying no, I do not want this. We're taking this to court. And you're for it. Plead your case.
Okay. I would say that there are so many diseases along the centuries, along all these years that we have evolved from and that we have, that vaccines have been developed for so that we don't have to go through certain plagues and people worrying about losing their children and someone sneezing or coughing on someone else and then it catching and then that black X on a door, you know, so we, kids can't go here because they're sick in this house and they're sick in this house, and towns were being wiped out. And so even though I believe in God, I believe that God gave the doctors the knowledge of how to help us overcome certain things. We have, there's so much knowledge. Our brains do not have the capacity to understand everything that God has for us. And I believe that, you know, as years go on, he gives different people more and more knowledge. So I believe all the knowledge eventually comes from God. And if anything that the devil tries to take to make it something to take away from God and say, hey, we need man, we need science, we need this, most of these things, you'll find that it's created from some type of herb, something that God has created in the first place. So I don't think that it's right to expose everyone else to the Middle Ages or going back to a day where we have to worry about so much death or even dealing with chemical warfare, where this is a way that they can wipe out a certain town or a certain group of people. You know, if we don't have these bad things, we are more susceptible to those type of things, to those attacks. Not only just against what happens in the environment, but people are evil now. So they'll purposely, you know, send something out in the air or spray over a crop field, and now this whole town is wiped out, and so now they get to build it up in condominiums like they want to. So I believe that everything is happening for a reason, and step by step, and these people who took the time to go through the steps of creating things, they sacrificed a lot to do this, and I don't believe that was for nothing.
So what if I were to say, well, they have mercury and all of this, and you're just injecting that into your child's body, and how is that good parenting? That's neglectful when all you have to do is feed them fruit and vegetables and, you know, make sure they're breastfed and they get the right amount of vitamins. How would you know, that it should just be natural and not all of these chemicals and things?
There is chemicals in everything. Just like with what we found out with the seedless grapes. You're thinking you're feeding your child something good, and I've seen organic seedless grapes. People are spending all this money for a certain type of food or a certain type of vitamin. I've done it myself on the GNC, and you know, it's all these different extracts from different from fruits and different things. But just like with the seedless grape, we found out there's arsenic in that, there's embalming fluid in that, there's things that are not supposed to be in the food that they are giving us. So it can come in from any place. So if you have the chance to guard your child from any direction, why would you leave this link open right here? If, as a parent, if I can tie a chain around them and say I'm going to guard them from everything that's possible within my ability, I'm going to do that rather than leave this link open and then take a chance that this is going to be the one thing that's going to take them out. And I could lose my faith, my soul from that.
Mm, good argument.
Well, I'm pro-vaccine. I was just trying to, you know. But you played a good case, though.
They both really did. Especially
yes,
when she had to throw
both
about
of you
the
did.
Muslim.
Yes, both of you did. Thank you, Janelle. She caught both of you. She caught both of you off guard. And Janelle, I never would have thought about, you know, passing things down. Yeah, that's true, though. I never would have thought about it as part of the case. So thank you, ladies. But that's true, because those things do come up where you have parents that they don't agree. They don't agree. And then something comes up with the child, something, you know, an illness, or it could be something like the flu. And these days, we know the flu is killing people. You have some parents that are like, my child's not getting a flu vaccine, and the other parent may want the child to. And so these are situations that come up all the time. And so thank you, ladies, for definitely, you know, doing that, because sometimes it does come down to pleading your case. Even before court, you know, it truly It truly does. So you guys did great. Now, medical marijuana, and then I'm going to go back to a question about the children. Medical marijuana, is it okay for Christians to utilize medical marijuana?
I'm kind of torn on this one. For two reasons. You know, for one, you know, it's prescribed to you by a doctor, just like oxycodone would be. You know, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you know, it's not right. You know, so I'm torn. I honestly have no idea which way to go because, you know, I know that if it's prescribed to me like a medicine, I've received medication prescriptions from doctors that were more powerful than marijuana. I have, but at the same time, it's wrong. Like society says, smoking marijuana is wrong. So I honestly don't know.
And that's a good point that you brought up, Keto, because now my next question is, before somebody else answers about the medical marijuana, is what makes marijuana wrong?
The law? That's it?
Anybody. Everybody. Y'all don't talk at the same time. Go ahead.
Man says
it's wrong.
Well,
wait a minute. I'm in the state of Washington, and marijuana is legal. They have marijuana stores as they have 7-Elevens here. So it depends on the state, right?
Correct.
So there are 46 states in the country where it's not legal. There's four that is. I want to say Alaska, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon.
Pennsylvania,
so
I think, just joined that list.
So if you're not in one of those places, then, it's illegal. But at the same time, it's being prescribed by a doctor. So, you know, like how if a police officer came and told me, hey, you can't take that Motrin, I'm like, but it was given to me by a doctor. What's the difference?
So if you're in a state where it's legal, like we used to live in Colorado. So if you're in Colorado and it's legal, then is it still wrong? Now, I'm not just asking you.
No.
You don't ask anybody.
I don't think it's wrong at all. If you have a legal prescription for it and it is legal by the state, then you should be able to get it.
Okay. So Mish says no.
But I have a question. We're talking according to our faith. And the Bible tells us not to look like the world. Oh, that is one of the things that the world takes pleasure in. So would we still be as Christians right to do that?
Yeah.
Can I answer you?
Sure.
I would say yes. Because
me too.
Just like with everything, you do it in moderation. If I took the amount of pain meds the doctor gives me every month, I would be walking around high every day. So I don't. Now, they can prescribe me a certain dose and feel that, okay, I should take that much. But I don't want to look like a druggie, and I don't want to get addicted. And it's by the grace of God, there go I. I could be there. But because I know who I am in God, then I try to do things to where it is not to that extent to where I'm walking around high. Just so that I can walk around so that my pain isn't that bad. I don't have to smoke to be, I can't open my eyes and I'm sitting in the refrigerator eating constantly. I don't have to go to that extent. Sometimes it's good to feel a little pain so you know what's going on in your body. You don't have to try to take it completely away.
Okay. So we have two for yes. That's two for yes. We have one that's undecided. Anybody else? Janelle, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
So what would you say?
Well, I have to agree. I don't see, from a medical standpoint, I don't see anything wrong with taking medical marijuana. From a spiritual standpoint, though, I would have to kind of question that, even though a doctor prescribed it to me. Just my personal preference, I don't like taking anything stronger really than a Tylenol, because I don't like how some of those stronger medications can alter your mind. And they, you know, they alter how you feel sometimes in your body and alter your reality, your perceptions and things like that. And there's a lot of people that do smoke marijuana, even medically, is to escape. And I just don't think that that's a good enough reason to take such a strong substance, even when you're taking things like oxycodone or oxycontin or any type of opiate-based, anything like that, even Lortab, Percocet, Darvocet, all those strong prescriptions out there, a lot of times people get addicted to them, and it alters their reality. So it's not something I really like to toy with, so I can kind of see if a person decides to take it, okay, God bless you. And if you don't decide to take it, then God bless you too. So that's how I feel about it.
Thank you. And, well, I have two more callers, Kyra and Keisha. Thank you, ladies, for calling in. Your lines are open. Please feel free to jump on into the conversation. We're talking about taking utilizing medical marijuana. Is it appropriate for Christians? So if you ladies have anything to say, please feel free to come on in. Anybody else have any thoughts? Is it appropriate for Christians to utilize medical marijuana? Why or why not? I guess I should add that.
Well, Pastor, if I can deepen the question a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
If you were a smoker prior to your new life in Christ, and this is something that you took pleasure in, would you, after switching sides, consider, yeah, I hear people laughing, consider saying, well, doc, yeah, the only time, you know, when I was, you know, I had this pain, and I know that weed would take it away. Would you, your addiction, hanging out with the fellas or the your girlfriends, I smoked it in recreational. Would you do it afterwards? How about that?
Oh, wow.
That's not fair. Not fair.
Mitch.
Oh my.
Doctor gave me, like, look, this will help you with your cancer. And I'll be like, oh Lord. You know what I mean? It bring back some things, you know, bit from the past, but, you know, I'm not that same person. No, what I would do, like, I would be sitting there looking like, I have to consult with my spiritual advisors before I take this prescription.
Good answer, Miss. Good answer.
Good answer.
So safe. Not really.
I know, right? Miss Brenda, where you at? Miss Brenda, come on with that wisdom now.
I'm listening to you.
What you got to say?
Well, this is my opinion. You know, some people grow their own marijuana, right? We're not talking about the medical. We're just talking about some people grow their own marijuana. They're not putting all these chemicals and stuff in it yet. But we don't even know what's in the marijuana, what the doctors are saying, the medical marijuana. We don't know what they're putting in it. They're going to put chemicals in there. So I feel like, you know, if my child was handicapped, you know, that's what the debate is now, like some of these kids that are special, they're saying that this is the only thing that helped their children.
Miss Brenda, you're getting into my next question.
Go ahead.
You want me to be quiet?
Go ahead.
I feel like if they let me grow my own marijuana for my child to save hers or his life, I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, I really wouldn't, I'm really kind of afraid of stuff I take. Now, I got my doctor tell me all the time, oh, I can give you a pain pill. You're not going to take them no way. So, you know. Because I run away from medicine. I take that I have to take, but
sometimes I don't even take it. And it's just so much, it's just so much backlash when it comes to, you know, this affects you and this affects you. If you take this, it's going to knock something else out of place. And if you take that, that's going to knock something else out of place. And you're right afraid to take some medicine. You know, I mean, I am, and I take about 7 pills a day. But I be so leery, and I had gotten to the point that I pray before I even take my pills now. You know, I be saying, God, you know, you let these pills do what they supposed to do, you know, because like the young lady said about what the doctors, you know, would tell you, you know, you need to take this or you got to have this or something like that. But I still, you know, I'd be skeptical about taking certain things. I've had very strong medicine, and I did not take them. And my doctor would get at me and say, why are you not taking that medicine? He said, well, I shouldn't say that because I know you. I give you something, you're going to say, well, I didn't take it, and I'm not going to take it, you know, so. I take it sometime because one time I wasn't taking some of my medicine and my insurance called me and asked me, why aren't you taking this and why aren't you taking that? Why are you not having this prescription filled and that prescription filled? And I just started buying it because I don't pay that much for it. I just buy it and give it away or throw it away or whatever, you know. They don't know if I'm taking it or not. So you just have to be careful with medications, period. But I don't trust the FDS or whatever that thing, the FDA, whatever.
FDA.
Because you don't know, you really don't know what they're doing to this stuff. You really don't know. So that's my opinion.
Thank you, Ms. Brenda. So that brings about the question I was going to ask. So what do you guys think? If it comes down to your child, like she said, this is an ongoing debate about children that are handicapped, children that have epilepsy, y'all know what I'm trying to say, you know, seizures. If it came down to that, do you think that is inappropriate to give it to your children? Mm-hmm. Even if you say I as an adult would take it, but would you give it to your children?
Can I answer that?
I have a
cousin who has a daughter who has had seizures since she was a baby, since she was born. And I looked at a result of one time they put her in the hospital, and she has the type of seizures that are, she has the ones where you can actually see her fall on the ground and shake. But also, when they did the study of her over a 3-day period, they found out that she was having silent seizures at least 8 times a day. So and every time she has one, her brain cells are dying. And you don't even know. All of a sudden, she'll just kind of zone out and come to find out this is a seizure that she's having. And medical marijuana actually stops that. This little girl now can go to school and doesn't feel like a dummy. And that's what she would say. She'd come up, she'd say, I feel like a dummy. Like, I can't concentrate because she would lose herself. She'd be reading something, and then she'd zone out, and she's having a seizure. But the kids didn't understand. The teachers didn't understand. And a teacher had said, you know what, you probably need to go to a lower grade, you know, because people didn't know what's going on with her. So it's one thing that actually it helped her. She shouldn't be depressed at 11 years old. But she was depressed because she couldn't understand herself what was going on. She couldn't stop it. But just to know that while she's sleeping, she's having seizures. You know, as a mom, that would drive me crazy. You know, to let her go to school or any place, you know, and that's scary. So on that way, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
You say yes. Yeah. My nephews, my sister-in-law, she actually came on the show and did a show about that, but they're called absent seizures. Both of my nephews had them, and they were on medicine. I think one of them still is on medicine for a while, you know, where they would just blank out, and they didn't know at first that they were seizures. But they were, like I said, they took the medicine. So, but of course we know medicine has side effects. Anybody else?
Speaking of side effects, I heard you say something about high blood pressure, and I have it too. You know, I was just diagnosed with a high blood pressure about maybe a month or so ago. And just, I don't know, something just made me Google the medication that I'm on. It's called lisinopril. And apparently
that's the one that
this medication
go ahead
makes African Americans' face swell up, like
yeah,
I mean, I'm talking like grossly swell up.
Yes, it does.
You know, and this mm-hmm. this was a side effect of this medicine. You know, and it only affects African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. You
know, it's just something to think about whenever you know what I mean you're taking your medicines, because that was not on the list of side effects from the paper that the that I got from the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just awesome.
And I'm glad you mentioned
that. Trying to give you something. If the doctor's trying to give you something that you've never
mm-hmm.
taken before or you've never seen before, do some research on it. You know what I mean? Google the
that's
side effects
right.
because somebody somewhere will have put it out there on the internet. Hey, you know, I took
mm-hmm.
this medicine and I couldn't poop
yeah.
for a month. You know what I mean? Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody will put it out there about
mm-hmm.
these types of medications.
They will.
Yeah.
They will. And I'm glad you brought that up, because Kenny and I were looking at that as well. They do have it out on Facebook, and they've shown, you know, they're showing pictures of people whose
mm-hmm.
face will, you know, and people can die from that. That throat can swell and everything.
And
yeah.
that's where I
that was
that's where I initially saw it. I initially saw it on Facebook. And so when I saw
mm-hmm.
it, I started doing some research. And sure enough, it's true. You know, that wasn't like one of those fake I'm going to get some attention memes or something on Facebook. That happens for real.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was wondering why it only happens in African Americans.
Right.
I don't know.
That's
but one
I
thing
was,
I do know
I
is when
wondering.
Is when it was prescribed to me by the doctor. He told me that most African Americans it doesn't even work on.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't
so
work. It really didn't work on me. It, you know, it,
so why?
So what they had to do was give me a different medication to go with it.
Right. Why did he even give it to you, I wonder?
Because he wanted to try. That was because of my job. You know, I can only take certain medications. Like, you know, when people have allergy symptoms, they can go take Benadryl. I can't take that. You know, it's just because of the job and the nature of it. Everything that I take has to be documented. And that is a medication that I'm allowed to take without, you know, any waivers or ramifications behind it.
Right.
Okay.
It's the weakest
okay.
Type of blood pressure. This is Kyra. It's the weakest from what we were even told today, because my husband was actually just prescribed it today. It's the weakest form of blood pressure medication from what we were told today. So, you know, he's right. Like he was saying, you know, it may not even work, but they start you from there and they can move you up to something stronger. But from what we were told today, it's pretty weak. Does not work for a lot of people. He did not say African American, but I knew, I had already known what he was saying, that it was, you know, it's us, it's African Americans, those who are already affected the most with, you know, blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That it affects those who, you know, who we're going to get prescribed it the most, which is, I find is ironic, and it doesn't even work for us. But it is supposed to be, as far as one of the weakest. And they'll move you up to a different type of medication from what he was saying today. So they most of the time they start you on it.
Yeah, and that is what it is. It's one of the base drugs that they'll try on you, you know. And
that's right.
For me, it wasn't working. You know, I thought
right.
okay, I got my medication, I'm good. Until I went back to the clinic about my leg, and
mm-hmm.
they took my blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
and it was 220 over 100 and some change.
Mm.
Like I was like it was I could have had a stroke at any given minute. They asked me like, "Are you okay? Do you have any headaches?" And I'm like, "No, I'm fine." And then the doctor came in and started talking to me about my blood pressure. So they wound up giving me a second medication. I have to take one in the morning and one at night, and it has my blood pressure under control. You know, but I'm also thinking like, at what cost? You know what I mean? Like, am I going to swell up like a one day? Am I going?
Right.
You know, it's kind of scary.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's why I just say, you know, like, do your research on these medicines, because I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything about this medication until I saw that picture on Facebook with those 6-8 people and their faces. Well, they look like the Elephant Man, and it was scary.
Yep.
So at that point is when I started looking into it and come to find out, you know, it's like 80% failure rate in African Americans. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about our genetic makeup to where the medication doesn't work.
Yep.
But yet still, everybody in that picture was African American.
Now let me I say this real quick about that? But I've been on it for years, listen to Prill. But one of the That is true. And, again, we're talking about medicines. They have side effects. One of the things that it does help only in African Americans is that it coats our kidneys. And it helps puts a barrier from other kind of medicines that would normally affect the kidneys. Again, I don't know why it only works like that in African Americans, but it does have a protectiveness over, it puts a barrier over our kidneys.
And the other blood pressure medicines, that's the side effect.
I'm a researcher, I am a researcher. So I was like, let me see. And then you constantly look in the mirror. Is my face swole? Is my face swole? So I do want to tell you, for us as well, it does help. It creates a barrier for our kidneys as far as anything else that we may take.
Wow. Good to know.
That's interesting. And see, my mind went to, you know, what we talked about, what we were talking about last time about the pharmaceutical companies and, you know, how they say they say they're a business. That's what they say. If you guys have never seen Michael Moore's Sicko, I encourage that. It's an old show, but I encourage you guys to watch that. But when you said they put you on two blood pressure medicines, I was just wondering why they didn't give you one stronger one instead.
And once again, that goes back to my job.
Oh, your job.
There's certain stuff, you know, there's certain stuff that I can take and I can't. And like the doc went down the list of everything that he can give me and then just give a waiver and I'd be good. And so he said, well, you know, if I give you the lisinopril and I give you this amlodipine and you take one in the morning, one at night, so your blood pressure doesn't crash, you should be good to go.
So that one must be low.
One of them is an alpha blocker, and then the lisinopril, you know, it's supposed to expand your blood vessels.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, goes back to what we're talking about. And along with that, because a lot of African Americans, we do have, you know, end up with high blood pressure, regardless of what family you're in. It just seems to run a lot in, you know, our race. But we were talking last time about, Pastor Michelle was saying, you know, using it along with some natural remedies as well. And so that is something, you know, we definitely want to think about, some of the things that would naturally help bring it down without stopping our medicine. You know,
that's
we're not
right.
telling anyone
that's
to
right.
do that. But to also use some natural things like vinegar. You know, there are other things that we can
that's
eat,
right.
things that we can use that will help to, you know, keep our blood pressure down, because, of course, we want to do that, because if not, then it leads to heart disease and stroke and, you know, all types of things like that. So thank you for sharing that and for bringing that out, Keto. I truly appreciate that.
It's definitely not a problem. It's something that I think everybody should know, you know, and because of that, now if I'm receiving a prescription for something that's, like, not Motrin, then I'm going to do my homework, because ultimately we don't know what they're giving us. You know what I mean? We don't.
Right.
You know, and we're at the mercy of the doctor. And I learned that the hard way, you know, by seeing a scary picture online. So that's just my advice to everybody, is just look at what you're taking, because they could be giving you something and side effects could be worse than what it's supposed to fix.
Right. Right. And you have some doctors that are very concerned, they're very involved, and then you have some they're not. They're not. They don't even care. And, you know, they are the doctor and you're the patient, and that's just it, you know.
Yeah.
And so we definitely want to make sure that we at least have doctors that are informed. You know, they are informed and they show concern about us. I went through that recently where I had some doctors that didn't listen to me, you know, and that makes you very angry. It's disheartening, and it makes you very angry when you know your body and they feel like they know more than you. and it took for me to get blood work done, and my blood work proved exactly what I had told them, you know, and so, yeah, making sure we have doctors that do care. They really do. Does anybody have anything else to say about this, about the natural, pharmaceutical, the medical marijuana? What do you guys think? Is it a bad look? Is it inappropriate? Is it against the Bible for Christians to get some, to have some medical marijuana? Go ahead, Pastor.
I would like to give my 2 cents about that, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Though
I
was playing, quote, end of quote, devil's advocate, I absolutely agree, and, you know, somebody might go back and be like, oh, my God, Pastor Michelle, I agree with medical marijuana, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, Ms. Brenda, I 100% agree with you. I would love to grow my own if I had to take it.
Right.
But by the time we just sat up here and talked about all the side effects from medication, I did my research. Marijuana has no lasting side effects on any part of the organ in your body. And it also decreases stress, blood pressure, hypertension, which is blood pressure. It decreases diabetes, it lowers blood sugar. It decreases anxiety. All of these things can happen with, and you don't have to ingest it by way of smoking it. You can have
That's
it in food. You can have it in pill form. And by the way, if we're already taking things like morphine, oxycodone, we're already taking, and I just had surgery, and they gave me oxycodone, and I don't remember half of the things that happened during the surgery. However, that had to filter through my kidneys and through my liver. And so there had to come a point, even my best friend is ibuprofen. That filters through the kidneys.
Yes,
and so if you want to weigh the good with the bad, if they're already going to give you medicine anyway, you probably want to take something that's not going to affect your body. So if prescribed to me by a doctor, and I'll preach it across the pulpit, you can tell me it's wrong. I'll ask you to show me in the Bible where that's wrong when we're taking medicine anyway. I would want to go with something that would not stricken my, you know, it's not going to hurt my internal organs by taking it, and it's not filtering through nothing and things like that. So me, as Pastor Michelle, as Michelle Page, as mommy, wife, I agree 100% with medical marijuana. There you go, Ms. Mary J.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. You made your case.
If I could piggyback right off of Pastor Michelle, this is Tyra, but if I could piggyback right off of her, and I'll just kind of waiting to, you know, to say something. But if we look at this really just from the rawest form of, you know, even marijuana, you know, it comes from the ground. It comes from God. God put this here. This, even tobacco is a painkiller. What makes it wrong is when we abuse it and we use it to, like one other young lady said, to escape out of whatever our reality is. But it comes from the ground. Even in the Bible where it says, you know, in the ground shall yield whatever seed was sown there. In other words, it this is not something that the devil put on the earth. This is not his domain. He did not put that here. He did not put tobacco here. But it becomes wrong when we use it to when we abuse it. So we call it medical marijuana, but it's marijuana, and it was, and I believe the Lord put it here for medical purposes only. He wouldn't, not for, you know, for it to help us escape or whatever, but it was to help the body. Being humans, you know, when we found out it could make us feel a certain way, we began to abuse it and to sell it. I'm 15, 20 minutes from Washington, D.C., and it is legal there. As soon as you cross back over into Virginia, you know, you're going down. They're going to arrest you if you have it.
You can smoke it in your backyard in Washington, D.C., but if your neighbor smells it in their backyard, they can call, I'm sorry, they can call the police, and they will ask you to take your marijuana inside. Neighbor, just in case your neighbor is offended by it. I mean, it has gotten down to the most minute issue there. But crime rate, as far as, you know, with marijuana, those things have, you know, almost gone away other than synthetic marijuana. People are actually, you know, smoking it, and it's not the stuff, and it's actually put a lot of young people in the hospital here. But other than that, you know, so it's kind of odd how, you know, just right up the road is legal, and you know, you can have a certain amount on you, you know, and you wouldn't go to jail if you were stopped by the police or whatever. But, you know, just going back to my point, I mean, it comes from the ground. I believe that is because it comes from God. I believe and everything has a purpose. God did not do anything just to do it. Everything serves its purpose. I believe that the number one purpose was for our bodies. He knew our bodies were imperfect, even from, you know, I mean, we get sick and all this stuff or whatever. Our bodies are imperfect. I believe that's what it was here for. And because of that, you know, that's great. You know, yay, God, I thank you. But it became, you know, it became illegal when people started with abusing it. Native Americans were the ones who first, you know, with tobacco. They actually thought spirits came up out of the smoke of tobacco. Okay, so they you know, they took it to another level. But really, it was to help, like, earaches. It's a painkiller, tobacco. So, I mean, that's I believe that that is I believe it's okay. I believe it. I just got diagnosed with something recently, and my husband was joking just today before we knew what the show was about. And my husband was like, oh, you know, they may put you on some medical marijuana. And I said, I was like, oh, wow, you know, don't say that. You know, we were making some jokes. But because of what my testimony is, I'm going to be honest, I would probably stay away from it after thinking about it a little bit, even after I text you constantly. Just because of my testimony, just because of where I've come from, what I used to do, and I personally probably would not, because of where I've come from. And, you know, to each his own. Everything, like the Bible says, everything is not expedient, you know, everything is not, you know, okay for everyone, you know, and that would be something that I would have to stay away from.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you. For sharing that. Before I give my opinion, does anyone have anything to say? Anybody else?
After hearing the last two opinions,
mm-hmm.
I think I agree. I really do, because I mean, I'm a quote a famous movie, but it came from the earth and it's here for me and you. You know, once that point was brought up, you know, that made perfect sense. I mean, it's unaltered. You know what I mean? Like, there's other drugs that come from the earth. You know, cocaine is a plant.
Right.
You know, heroin is made of poppy, which is a plant. But all those, there are man-made elements to those drugs. Whereas,
that's right.
Marijuana comes how it is. So,
that's right.
I think I agree. I definitely do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Well, you know, slaves, they use so many herbs. You know, they will boil this and boil that, take it from, like you're saying, take it from the ground, some things, certain leaves they boil. And, and they didn't have doctors, because the
That's
white
right.
people didn't have no doctors.
That's
and
right.
basically, they were healthy. They didn't have
That's
all these
right.
diseases we had.
That's right.
You know.
That's
and,
right.
And I know I've seen a lot of
right.
that. You know, I've read a lot of that
That's
about
right.
how. Slaves basically live from herbs from for his healing. Was
That's
concerned.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do appreciate everyone's opinion and everyone made great sense. I mean, valid points. In Colorado, I used to work with MS patients that had multiple sclerosis. And that is one of the most, I don't know, it was just hard. That's a hard disease. It is. Be very devastating. And I would see people, you know, clients, and they would, you know, these people, they were very healthy, and they would go from, you know, have a little numbness here and there, and then, you know, something would happen, and, you know, and then, you know, they would end up getting this diagnosis, and they would be in a lot of pain, depressed, you know, way of life changed, just a lot of things, and that taught me a lot. That taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. That was a hard thing to see, and a lot of them were being treated with medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. And if I did not support it before, after that, I definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for us to make a judgment about something that we have not experienced, you know. Yeah. I think as Christians, we sometimes put things on ourselves or allow people to put things on us that we shouldn't. I completely agree with Janelle about, you know, and you, Kyra, you know, if we're trying to just escape the situation, then no, that's not what it means, you know, to be used for, to just get high. But when you're trying to deal with the pain so that you could you can live a somewhat productive life,
yes,
then that's a completely different situation. That's different. So I think, again, you know, that we sometimes put things on us. Now, again, you know, Kyra, you said, well, you know, my testimony, where I've come from, for me, it wouldn't be good. And so we do have to use wisdom, and we have to realize, as we've talked about before when we were talking about the last show about, you know, the show when we were talking about masturbation and single and saved and that type of thing, you know, some things really does come down to your personal conviction. And so we have to keep that in mind. We can't allow things that have been passed down and passed down and passed down, and people say, well, that's a sin. That's a sin, and you don't really even know why it's a sin. Some things we know really is a sin. It's just that's just what it is, you know. But there's some bondages that we have placed ourselves in that we don't have to be in. So, you know, I think that that's just something that, you know, we have to come out of. Some people drink a glass. I said I was going to start drinking a glass of red wine the night. I said that in German. I never did it, but, you know, I was never an alcoholic. You know, drinking was, I used to drink, but I wasn't an alcoholic. So that's not a thing for me. Like, I can go without drinking, you know, but if you've been an alcoholic, then that may not be the thing for you, you know, but that helps, you know, the good red wine. That's what they told us in Germany, not the cheap stuff. You know, it helps with your blood pressure, heart, you know, keep your, you know, heart disease, and it helps with all of these things, you know, to help keep you healthy. It may not be natural, but it's still something that helps. Just a glass, just one glass, you know, per day or whatever. So saying all that to say, again, we have our own convictions, and we have to make sure that we are doing things based off of what God is, you know, dealing with us with, and not just because all of these people said, no, I'm not doing it. Unless it's something that we know just clear cut and dry, you just shouldn't be doing that, you know. So, yes, I am also in support of medical marijuana for people that are suffering, because I've seen my mom for years be in pain all day, you know, and that is just not something you want to see. That you know, just pain, no matter what she does, It never stops, you know, and that's hurtful. That hurts to see that. So that's my take on it. That's all I have to say. Anybody else before we close out?
Esther, I would like to say one more thing that I thought about. It's going to take about 30 seconds. I was sitting here and I was trying to remember what this thing was besides the seedless grapes that it is. It does have, they genetically plump it up. But the thing that came to mind when I was, I have to find the article. When I do, I'll post it on my page, that it's clone. And they, again, I said they take the stem, not even the seed. They take the stem and they what they call it, they allow it to reproduce asexually, and they fertilize the stem by cloning it and put it into dirt that they have genetically mastered for this. And so by the time, and truth be told, how many times have you all gone into the grocery store and can find grapes with seeds nowadays?
No, you can't.
Same thing with watermelon.
Right. Yeah, there's still a lot of them.
And so it was another article that I was reading. It says that these things are slowly shutting down your organs. I do believe that there's a lot of things that they're now producing for Americans that we think, oh, okay, this is fruits and vegetables, so it's healthy. That, like Pastor Quadrant said, and I'll end it with this, pray over your food, including raw vegetables. And that's all I wanted to say. Anything that's cloned from the real thing, it is not the real thing. It is a clone.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Yep, and I think it was Shannon, I think, was telling me, I hope I get the story right, but I hope I do, but she knew somebody that worked in a warehouse or something, but anyway, they said that there was this organic lettuce, but it was grown in a box.
What the?
And so it was grown in a box, and I don't know, they just put all types of things out there now, and we don't know, so we do. We have to pray over our food. And Miss Brenda, thank you for saying praying over the medicine, because I never thought about that. I never doing that. But that is something else that I'll definitely, you know, start doing and educate. And I mentioned last time about getting, if you eat fish, make sure it is wild caught and not farm raised. I did not know that there was a difference. You know, I would just pick up fish. But they are raising these fish in these farms. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy what they're doing now. They are feeding us. You know, they're feeding it to us. They just don't even, I bet you they don't eat it though, but they'll sure feed it to us, because they're trying to make they are trying to, you know, increase the production and get more food out there and make more money and, you know, and things like this. My sister's boyfriend was telling us that even the chicken that we're eating now, you know, we'll never eat a full grown chicken unless you grow it yourself. Because they pump them with so many hormones, you know, and sometimes you go in the store and this chicken is so big, and you're like, how in the world is this chicken this big?
You think it's duck.
You know, and some of these, a lot of this chicken, that they're not even full grown, they're babies.
Can I say something, you know, Mark? My nephew was a manager at a chicken farm. And he was telling us some things, and it really kind of turned me off for a minute, but I got back into eating chicken for a minute. But he said that they have bitties, and he said they pump all these hormones on them, and 2 weeks they got chickens.
Oh,
that's why these chickens
are
so big. And that's why I think we have a lot of disease, because of all of this meat they're pumping into these cows and chickens and pigs and whatever we eat. And just like you said earlier, and some more people said, we better pray over everything we put in our mouth.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We sure better. Yes, you out there. You know, they have shows on Netflix that sometimes they'll even feed us diseased cows. Did you know that? I was just appalled when I read
that.
Yeah. Yes. And
those cows
were
dying from that disease.
Appalling.
They was grinding them up and feeding them back to the cows.
Yes. 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 It's appalling what they give us. So, yes, it definitely all goes back to God. He knows the things that we don't know. And we just have to, it's just sad that we have to eat to survive. And you just have no idea. And like I said on the last show, there are things that the United States put in our food that some people, like in Germany, Europe, they won't even allow in their country. And if you go over there, Keto's on the phone, Mish is on the phone, Pastor Michelle, we were all over there together. I'm not missing anybody, am I? I hope I'm not missing anybody. I think it was just us on the phone, right? So we're all over there together. Yeah. Those people are healthy. They're walking around. Are they or are they not? They are. You don't see a whole lot of. They live a long time. They be walking their little dogs. Their dogs are very well behaved.
There was an old lady that used to live like in the road right behind the base. If you're going in the back gate, 6 o'clock every morning. You know, I'm going in for PT, and this lady had to be at least 80 years old. She's out there in her dress with her bucket and her little gardening tools, and she's walking to the garden every day. And meanwhile, here I am, 39 years old, and both of my knees are shot. So, like,
they do a lot of walking.
It's kind of making me reevaluate some of the things that, I mean, I'm buying. Like, my wife has been talking about high fructose corn syrup. That's been her thing lately. And I haven't really paid attention to it before. But since she's been harping on us about it, you know, like, next time I go shopping, I'm definitely going to pay attention to some of these labels to see, you know, actually what it is that I'm buying.
Yeah, I have been doing the same thing for a while now. I stopped buying my kids like Hawaiian Punch and all that kind of stuff because it does. It has all that. Not that they don't ever get high fructose, you know, not that they never get it, but I've definitely cut it down a lot. You know, trying to give more, we have to eat more raw vegetables, increase our vitamin C, vitamin D supplements, you know, making sure we're getting those things. But, yes, over in Germany, those older people, you know, you saw it. For me, it was rare that I saw an older German that had a walker or a cane, you know, or anything like that. And even the Germans that I know, they'll tell you, their grandparents and parents and stuff, they're like 80-something years old and hadn't been on medication. They might get on it when they like 80-something because, you know, some things, you know, will pop up when you're you know, when you get an age. But they may be on, like, one medication that they got on when they turned, like, 80, 75, 80. But they're in good condition. They are.
Absolutely.
The stores are good. Food looks good. Go ahead.
To add to that, do you remember being in Germany? First of all, everybody smokes. And I didn't understand that, but they don't even make their cigarettes the same way that we do in America. They laugh at us. But in the grocery store, they're so strict. There's so many butchering companies there. They're not allowed to pump their animals with anything at all. And so they laugh at us. Even like Pastor Quarzen said, if how we raise our animals, or, you know, dogs and stuff, their dogs are obedient. And
they
really laugh. They laugh at us because they're like, you foolish Americans. Now, what I did see, and this is sad to say, the Germans that were married to Americans that had the opportunity to, like, shop on Post and things like that, they were not so healthy. They were not so healthy. And so,
and they would come and stock up on that stuff too because they couldn't get it in the German stores.
Right.
Because
we had flavor to ours. And like she said, they walked and they were so healthy. Just, it does make you think. And Missionary Jay, miss you. You're absolutely right. We really got to start paying attention to that. What I wanted to add was I found out being in Italy, again, overseas, that if your child, listen to this, has ADHD or anything, any type of attention span disorder, the doctor told me, Italian doctor told me to cut out anything in their diet that the first four ingredients starts with C, the letter A, B, C, the letter C. And I did that, and you would be surprised of the changes of your children. He said, because if it starts with the letter C in the first four ingredients, it causes ADHD.
Sad. We have a lot of those foods over here, too. A lot of them.
Can I say something?
Yeah, we just. Go ahead.
There, I pay attention to a lot of different, you know, the theories that people are throwing out here. And when people talk about the Masons or Illuminati and different things, and I, you know what, to me, some of that makes so much sense about what they're doing as far as they are trying to, they're playing with America. America, you know, the greatest people in America are playing with everyone else because they're trying to do the survival of the fittest. You're selling tickets for people to go live on the moon, but in order to be able to go live there, you can't have diseases. You have to be able to tolerate certain foods that are grown a certain way. So they're, you know, giving us farm food, fish and things like that, because that's what they got to do there. The grapes, you know, they got to do all this stuff in a certain way because they don't know how it's going to be there exactly. So they're trying, they're experimenting on us here so that the survival of the fittest, the ones who really are going to survive when they feel like they have ruined planet Earth, they can get in a ship and go up to the moon. And they really, people really think that way. They know what they're doing because it even goes back even to where slavery, they picked the slaves by they licked you. If you were salty, that means that you sweat and you were sweating out the toxins. If you were not so salty, they didn't pick you because you didn't sweat out toxins. So they knew automatically way back then, black, you know, African Americans, that we have high blood pressure. They knew that about us. So right now to only give us certain medications or do certain things with medications and with food, you know, there's salt in water. But you tell us to drink so many glasses of water, so now you're adding more salt to our diet. To me, there is such a plan to all of that, and it really is of destruction of certain people and a hierarchy of other people. That's why America is doomed. You know, America lost God. They turned away, and they're trying to figure out how they are going to survive on their own because they think of themselves as gods. They don't think of, you know, the declaration was, and, you know, one God, you know, that is gone. So now they're doing their own thing with everything. To me, there's a plan with all of it.
Well, they do have conspiracy theories there. But we have to make sure, you know, we pray. We do. Everything goes back to God. And, America as a country has lost God. You're right. And so we have to make sure that we turn to him for everything, to be, you know, for him to lead us and the food we should eat, the medicines that we take, you know, just everything. We have to because, I mean, I know it's always been like that, but in this day and time, I'd be scared to live without him. Really, it's just, it's really, really crazy. It truly is. It's scary. Something else, just one more thing before we end. Something else we talked about last time, I think, was enemas. That's something else, you know, we may want to get back to. We talked about that before, to get all of these toxins out of our bodies. Let's do research. Share with each other. Share with someone else. You guys, please share the show if you think it'll help anyone. Thank you so much for calling in. And we will be back here on Friday night for our Free Flow Friday. We do take topic suggestions, so if you all have a topic that you would like to discuss, please let us know. Please do so. We love you guys, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Good night.